What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1057. In this episode, I'll discuss two different doses of ketamine for analgesia in the ED. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1057. And now, on to the episode. Low-dose ketamine for analgesia is generally considered to be doses of 0.5 milligrams per kilo IV or less. This dose is below the threshold that will cause dissociative anesthesia, and ketamine is considered to have a dose-dependent analgesic response at this level. According to a systematic review and meta-analysis, the majority of studies using ketamine as analgesia in the ED focus on the 0.3 milligram per kilo IV dose. However, doses as low as 0.15 milligrams per kilo IV have been used. Researchers published recently in Academic Emergency Medicine a randomized prospective double-blind non-inferiority trial looking to compare the use of 0.3 versus 0.15 milligrams per kilo IV ketamine for analgesia in the ED. They studied 49 patients, age 18 to 59 years, presenting to the ED with acute, moderate to severe pain. Patients were randomized to IV ketamine, 0.15 milligrams per kilo, or 0.3 milligrams per kilo, given over 15 minutes. The primary endpoint was the pain score between groups at 30 minutes. The mean score at 30 minutes was 4.7 in the lower dose group and 5 in the 0.3 milligram per kilo group, and this met the trial's criteria for non-inferiority. The most frequent types of pain treated were abdominal and musculoskeletal pain, but there were also some patients with flank pain, back pain, and headache. The authors concluded, based on these findings, a dose of 0.15 milligram per kilo IV ketamine over 15 minutes should be considered over higher doses for analgesia in the ED. The main issue with low-dose ketamine in the ED is logistics, because most studies use a 15-minute infusion to lower the side effect rate compared to injection, and this takes longer to prepare and deliver to the bedside compared to boluses of opioids given IV push. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary, curated and explained by me, of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.